Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, November 16th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our goal is to instruct and encourage with messages based upon biblical truth. Today's message is titled, Standing in Faithfulness. The scripture text is from Ezekiel 22, verse 30.
I looked for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it. But I found none.
For many years, Brooksine has given an historically accurate presentation about the Pilgrim's voyage on the Mayflower along with their deep Christian convictions. She's done this in churches and Christian schools and also in public schools when we lived in Massachusetts in the 90s. You can imagine the vast sea of ignorance she faced in a heavily secularized Massachusetts public school, only 25 miles from where the Pilgrims landed. When she told the truth to some 200 students, God providentially had some of them ask just the right questions throughout the presentation. With the Bible in her hands, for that was the one treasured possession that Pilgrim families would not leave in Holland, she was able to speak repeatedly of their faith in God and how they treasured the Word of God. She weaved in how its text would strengthen and guide them throughout the hardships, heartaches, and losses they would endure over the next several years.
Well, we thank the Lord for this unusual opportunity that came my way to present the biblical truth of the Pilgrim's Expedition. In a sense, I was standing in the gap that is widened by secularist teaching seeking to revise or even eliminate solid historical truths associated with the Judeo-Christian foundations in our country.
God is always looking for people to take up the cause of righteousness. The biblical prophet Ezekiel lived for God at the time of the fall of Jerusalem and the first period of the exile in Babylon about 2,600 years ago. The daily text is a word of the Lord to Ezekiel. It begins, I look for a man. Well, previous verses reveal the horrendous state of Jerusalem during its final days. They were desecrating the Sabbath, shedding innocent life, sexually immoral, unjust, corrupt in leadership, and worshiping idols, to name just a few of the serious offenses. And doesn't that sound like our modern time today?
Well, that's just what we do. We fast forward to our generation and consider how much our society parallels Jerusalem just before its fall. I believe God is still searching for men and women who will hear and heed his call. We see two requests here regarding the man God is looking for. He is to build up the wall and stand before me in the gap. Although they did have literal fortified walls and gaps, the image is surely spiritual. The walls were a means of protection, and the gaps had to be closely guarded as entrance points. God looked for a man who would stand against the tide of spiritual apostasy, political corruption, and social oppression so prevalent in the land.
God is calling each of us to, quote, build up the wall. In those days, the city wall was an essential aspect of protection in ancient times. We find it mentioned throughout the Old Testament. However, I believe Ezekiel is speaking figuratively here. One commentary observes, no one could be found to repair the moral damage done to the nation, end quote. Are you standing bold and unwavering today? Are you rebuilding and repairing the broken walls around you? Are you exposing the shameful deeds of darkness?
In the second verse, stand before me in the gap. The second major element in the man that God is searching for is one who will stand in the gap. The gap is a breach or break in the wall. Ezekiel records that God is unable to find even one individual who, taking his life in his hands, will shout at the top of his lungs, in God's name and for his honor, stop. The image is that of intercession, a godly man standing before God and the people. Moses filled such a role when he pleaded to God on behalf of his people. John the Baptist boldly confronted King Herod about his immoral behavior, though it cost him his life. Yet his testimony emboldens all who read the story over 2,000 years later. Today, such godly persons are needed. Thank God for those who speak out for him, but many more remain silent out of a spirit of fear or compromise. Will you speak out today?
The portion of scripture we're studying today ends with this phrase, "But I found none." Surely this is one of the saddest verses in the entire Bible. None should certainly not be taken as absolute. After all, Ezekiel himself was staying faithful to God, along with contemporaries such as aged Jeremiah, young Daniel, and others such as Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. By the way, those are the Hebrew names for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But among the political leadership, none was found who would meet these qualifications. And the land indeed was judged and the people taken into Babylonian exile. Well, there are two lessons today as I conclude the message before Brookstone prays. First of all, let us all determine that we will meet this call in our age. I want to be a man who will build up the wall and stand before God in the gap. I want to build up the wall by holding to God's truth and His standards of righteousness so needed today. I want to stand in the gap regarding the moral downslide that is far too prevalent. And secondly, let us remember to pray for the godly remnant in leadership, both political leadership and spiritual leadership in each of our lands. They need our prayers to stand faithful.
Let's pray together. Lord, I am an ordinary person who has submitted my heart to you. But it is in the ordinary people that the infusion of your resurrection power makes us extraordinary. Your Holy Spirit gives me boldness that does not come naturally to my personality. Thank you for giving me the strength to stand against the basic principles of this world when they conflict with your principles. Lord, help me to be a watchman for my family, my co-workers, and my friends as I intercede for their salvation or for their continued fruitfulness. I thank you that I do not stand in the gap alone, but you, my Father, are with me, and I stand in your strength. Amen.
Amen. Well, may God help us all to be men and women that stand in the gap today and speak forth for God. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Monday, November 16th, 2009. You go to the site today, you will find we have a number of photos, including five photos taken yesterday of a trip through Eastland Alpacas, a farm really near our home that raises alpacas. We also, as typical, have some suggested music today, and then beginning today, and we'll have this up for a couple of weeks, we have some resources that we believe would be helpful both for families and churches in regard to a meaningful spiritual Thanksgiving. And these are generally descriptions, but with links to this material. Well, thank you for joining us today. May you be encouraged, and may you faithfully stand in the gap for the Lord.